what are we gonna do now that he's back?
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's up? What's up? It's your boy DJ Locura once again alongside El Presidente Cristina Regina, the queen of the dancehall, and the mans with the bands, Rubens. And we are Spark Up PVD Podcast. What's up, y'all? Back for another week.
Ow.
How's everybody doing today? How's everybody doing? Everybody live?
Yo, we good.
You're good?
But can I take a moment to RIP Vine?
Oh, damn. Do it for the Vine.
Can we get a moment of silence for Vine?
Okay, here we go.
And we're back.
Hold Vine up. In general was a moment of silence, so...
Ooh. It was actually less... It was less than a moment.
I mean, Snapchat came and took over.
True.
And so. I got... Two of my boys passed away, too.
Dang.
Yeah,
they passed away. A lot has happened since the last time we recorded.
Yo, for real. One got smashed over the head. The other one got... Yo, his head was smashing to nothing but meat.
He's talking about Walking Dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Stupid.
Rest in peace to my boy, Glenn.
Here we go.
Back. You already know the story.
Something more spectacular happened, though.
Okay. What happened?
Since the last time we were all together.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh, I'm excited. Yo, let us know. Let us know, please.
Hey, I turned 25.
Oh!
I mean, come on. Like, I'm grown now. I got my ID flipped over horizontally. It was vertical for a long time.
Okay. Mm. It's official now.
It's official. I can rent my own car.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Perks. Exactly. That party was lit, by the way. Anybody that
party
missed out.
Party was lit. Oh, my God.
Anybody that missed God. Out, you missed out.
SOC.
Party was lit. Everybody walked in lit. People walked in pre-gamed.
Yo.
Jabron, shout out to Jabron for hosting.
Jabron,
shout out to Rada J and Jeff Jones for performing.
Performance was amazing.
Shout out to Wayne for doing the photography. Shout out to Nathy Biscocho.
Who
does the best Dominican cakes in Providence.
Plug.
Definitely.
You already know what it is.
So yeah, so since I'm turning 25, I'm starting to feel like. Maybe it's a mental thing, but I feel like the pressure of like being a certain type of woman, like people start asking you, oh, what are you doing next? Or, you know, when are you graduating? Like, what are you going to do? What's your career? Where is your life heading? And I'm proud to say that I have women around me who are a good influence. The women in my family, women that I made friends with at school who are doing big things. And that reminds me of Nicki Minaj, who showed respect to the living legend Lauryn Hill a couple weeks back on The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And I was actually very surprised because she's not usually the type to show love, for the people before her. You know, everybody's familiar with her beef with Little Kim and all that. But she paid homage to Lauryn Hill, and Lauryn Hill was actually in the next room, and she was talking about how much of an idol Lauryn is to her and how the miseducation of Lauryn Hill changed her life. I don't know about you guys, but it changed mine.
It was a good album.
I mean, it's a hell
Very
of an album.
Music.
A hell of an album.
That's a hell of a talent.
Not to mention, Lauryn Hill was nominated for 19 Grammys, 12 Soul Train Awards, 9 VMAs, won 8 Grammys, all off of one album.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yes, and Rolling Stones actually named The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and The Score best albums ever of all time.
Really? Top 20?
Top 500.
Damn, was it good enough? Top 10 for me, you know,
could be top 10 for women.
The top score? 10 for you?
Yo, but did you see the video when she's praising her too?
Nicki Minaj? No,
yeah.
I didn't see the video.
Yeah.
I just heard the audio.
You gotta watch that. She like literally got on her knees and was like...
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, she deserves it. Lauryn Hill had a rough trip and she's coming. She just released a single called Rebel. I think it was a re-release actually. She released it once and it didn't work, and she thought it was the perfect time to re-release it now with everything that's going on socially with the Black Lives Matter movement. So it's a powerful song. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. I love it. I like it, but I'm biased. I love Lauryn Hill.
That's okay.
So, yeah. So my question to you guys is, what do you think it is about women in the industry being in competition with each other?
It's more just like everybody pins them together. So they want to, you know, branch out to their own, you know, section. But back then, women were together. Mm. You know what I mean? When Queen Latifah, MC Light was out.
Right, women empowerment.
It was empowering each other. But now it's like, you have female rapping, I got to get at you.
That's so weird to me because I feel like male rappers always look out for each other. Like, oh, my biggest influence was Drake when he first came out. My biggest influence is Jay-Z, or like J. Cole will say Jay-Z. Or like everyone mentioned Tupac and Biggie. But when it comes to female rappers, you never really hear them mention a name.
I wonder why. Like that, to me, it's almost like because it's such a small group of ladies trying to make a name for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're like, man, forget.
Not enough.
Yeah, you know, forget about trying to become friends. You know, it's all about, you know, let me make myself the Lauryn Hill of this generation, make a name for myself and let people know that I'm here. That could be one reason that they also have a competitiveness between, you know, between them. It could be bigger than the guys.
I think it is. Like, Nicki came at Lil' Kim's neck on that freestyle. And it's just like, you have to give Lil' Kim respect. To me, Lil' Kim not only has one of the best verses on that All About the Benjamins, not only as a female, but hip-hop, period. Like,
absolutely. I'm with that, too. Not even on All About the Benjamins. Quiet Storm, the remix? Oh my gosh.
The Lil' Kim challenge.
Oh, nah. See, now that's just disrespect.
Nah, when I hear Lil' Kim, oh, I remember I used to be scared of the dick.
Hey,
yo, like every time I hear Lil' Kim's, you know what I mean?
That's what you think
rapping,
about?
Rapping, that's the first thing that pops in my head, that song.
Her role on the Biggie movie was pretty huge, too. Like, yeah. She played a big part.
She got mad about that too, didn't she?
Yeah, because she said it wasn't factual. But I mean, come on, let's be real. If you're talking about dicks, I mean,
she did say that she was swallowing.
Whoa, hey, pause. Yeah,
let's go on your wheel.
Please forgive us for Ruben's mouth.
Do your Googles if y'all want to know what I'm talking about.
Crazy.
Yeah, Ruben.
She says that on the Quiet Storm.
She does say that. She does say that.
Do you guys think that the competition in within females in the hip hop scene is parallel to the competition with women in like real life in general?
Yeah, women are always out to get each other for some reason.
I mean, but
go ahead. Come on, don't be scared. Let it out.
Because sometimes when a girl walks through the door, you already know. Like, she a thought.
Oh, here we go again.
See that?
Here we go.
Am I lying though? You can feel vibes.
Not all girls.
Not obviously. I mean, hello. I'm such a lady.
All right.
Regina's about to go in 3, 2. Let her go.
I just feel like, you know, when somebody's about to go off and they say, I just think it's funny how.
And nothing's really funny.
Right.
It's about to go down.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like women are always attacking women. It's so petty. Like, what is the reason? Especially, like, if a girl walks through the door, you're like, nah, I can't fuck with her because look at her hair up in that bun. Like, look at the way that bun is on her head slightly to the right. Like,
arguing for dumb things.
Or is it just a hate?
That's true.
Oh,
she wore them leggings yesterday. She thinks she's
why
slick.
Are you noticing things
why
like that? Why does it matter?
At work? Exactly.
Like, that's true. Guys don't do that.
Exactly. And that's why we don't have that much
pettiness in our.
So is it what you think is petty or you think is ego?
I think it's a little petty. I mean,
it's more pettiness than ego.
It's death petty.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Nah.
I think that's what hurts.
If it's a little bit of both, it's 80-20 pettiness.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree with him.
And that's what hurts the female artists. I feel like they're not trying to be the best in the game. They're just trying to be the best female artist, which still puts them so far behind. Because nobody's considering them like how they're considering a Jay-Z, a Kanye. Like, people still don't think Nicki Minaj measures to a male artist. Like, it's about being good at your craft and being the best at it. Not because you're a female, but because you spit and you spit harder than anybody in the game.
Right.
That's true.
That's why I'm feeling young M.A. right now. Pause. Yeah. Not in that way. But she's a beast. She's a problem. I mean,
a lot of girls is liking her.
I'm sorry. She's not my type.
Ruben is going off today.
Maybe it was Jennifer Lopez, but not Young M.A.
I think she just brings a spark for sure.
Let me tell you something. Spark. The other day, Young M.A. and Angela Yee got compared, and they like photoshopped it, and they put like makeup all over her.
Okay. That's
weird. And that is online, weird. The comments alike. People were saying, like, I'd hit that. Some guys was like, I won't hit that. Look, you can still see the line up under. Crazy.
That's nasty. Young M.A. is actually still a virgin. Fun fact of the day.
I mean, you know, if you're...
And she be talking like she's matched before. Or at least on a
she's
versus.
She's talking from a lesbian perspective,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know what I mean? She's talking like she's the man. Like, you know,
she's never...
She's never received...
She's never had sex with a man.
Exactly. Oh, that makes her a real lesbian, though. I think, you know, in my book, that's... What
in your
I think
book.
A real lesbian is.
I feel like Young M.A. was supposed to say, I used to be scared of the dick. That was her line, really.
Not even.
She really ain't popping
she's
it off
really
like
not
that.
About
she,
that like.
She wasn't used to be scared. She is scared of it.
I mean, it's a sticky situation.
Shout out to the Young M.A.
Sticky. I'm sorry. It's a moist situation.
Moist.
Wonderful. You just turned it to a bad to worse with that word.
I know that word. Everybody hates that word.
Moist.
But so speaking of Lauryn Hill's comeback, who would you guys want to see come back, dead or alive?
Ooh. To make any song.
Not even to make a song, like just in general, like who would you want to see back in the limelight?
If we're going based on females, you know, I think we discussed this yesterday. I think you have to bring back Aaliyah just to see
that's the best
baby
one.
Girl
where she would rank or how she would feel about the generation now with the music and where she would fit in.
I honestly don't think she would fit in, and I think that was the best thing about her. That she was unique. She had her own thing.
She was like,
I slept on that yesterday. Like, damn, who can I compare Aaliyah to?
And nobody.
Vocally, like.
She could be the Drake of the females.
Image-wise, nobody. And I honestly think she was gonna be big. I mean, she was already
great.
Big,
she
but her career
already.
Went by so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, she passed away, so she had no choice. But she was popping.
Right. Even you know another female artist, you know, you have to bring up Lisa Left Eye too.
So you want to bring out all the female?
I would.
You
I want to
bring out Queen Latifah too.
Listen, Queen Latifah.
I would bring
Rod
back
Digga.
Yo, Rod Digga. She was lit before lit was invented.
If we bring it back females, if we bring it back females, we got to bring back Meek Mill back.
Come on.
Why?
That's a low blow.
That's
yo, he
Meek,
just dropped
if you
his
out
neck.
There, put your turtleneck on because he's coming for your neck.
He's definitely coming for his
yeah,
neck.
His mixtape.
Now, you know
today.
Who I was listening to today? Tweet.
Ooh,
I would Meek? Love to
wow.
hear Tweet come back with a single.
Ooh.
There goes my
hey. Tweet is fine too, girl. My. Yes. We see you out there.
Grown and sexy.
7th Street reminds me of Tweet.
But what happened to Blue Cantrell? Yeah, I heard she was from Providence.
She was.
Yeah, she's.
Cool. But you know, they never like to talk about being from Providence.
Yeah, what is it with people, man?
They ashamed.
I don't know where the pride is, but Spark Up PVD gonna give you something to be proud of. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, because if they're riding the Spark Up PVD later on, I don't want that.
You want the love now.
I want the love now from the get.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Shout outs to our listeners that started from day one.
How about for male artists? Who would you want to see back?
Yo,
I would like to see Ray J get a little bit of shine.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm
he wasted his one wish. Come he on. Wasted his one wish, wishing on Kim Kardashian. That's it.
Damn, poor bum, bum, Ray J. Now I want to see Omarion make a comeback.
Nah, he's all set. He had a lot of fun.
No, what?
Yeah,
he had a lot of fun. Come on,
Pop Lock left in him.
No,
he had a good run.
Let's bring back Bob Marley, somebody that can make. Great
I mean, but
music.
Reggae is reggae. Reggae is always the same. It's consistent.
Listen, Bob Marley wasn't only a legend. He was, legend and icon is almost the same thing. But, you know, he was on that
but
political
I think,
level.
I feel like when people pass away, people, they become a hype. It's more than they actually were. No, I'm not trying to take away his legend because he has hits on top of hits.
On top of hits, on top of hits, on top of hits. And people are remaking those hits.
Yeah, but because that's all that they have left of him.
Listen,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Quality.
If he was still alive, he could have done anything to mess up his legend. Like we talked about Bill Cosby.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
But his music is on the shelf. It's grade A. It's
oh, yeah, of course.
Top notch. Like you could take a song and cover it today. And it'll seem
like, his
like,
song was like
it'll be relatable to everything
about,
going
yeah,
on
I was
today.
Say that.
You know what I mean? He was not only a visionary, he was also, you know, a politician in a sense.
A social politician.
Exactly.
Yes,
like, you know, he was speaking through his music, and a lot of y'all gotta go listen to that. It's good music, I promise.
It is good music. You know who I would wanna see back though, like for real, for real, for real? Young Gunners. Is it Young Gunners or Young Guns?
Young Guns.
Young Guns.
No better love.
Young Gunners was
no,
oh, wow.
No. That's my favorite track
Paul
from them.
Said on Fleek, no, Rockefeller Records. We get down, I mean, baby. We get down. Girls, they love us. That song was
that beat was to that death. Beat was so different. I love
that's
that.
That's Pharrell. Pharrell's a beast.
But you guys
walk to it.
You guys are forgetting the two big names, man. What about Biggie and Tupac? I wouldn't mind bringing them back.
I like
honestly.
I'm not gonna say I like where they are, but
yeah, that's true. I was just gonna say that. I mean, because like, they left the stamp and they
yeah,
set the bar. They set the bar
I,
really
I feel
high.
Like they did what they needed to do here.
Honestly,
you know
for
I
mean?
Me,
I'm sick of everybody, and everybody hates me when I say this, but I'm sick of everybody saying they was number one when you had Big L and Big Pun. Big Pun doesn't
ooh.
Get the credit that he needs and deserves.
But I don't.
So
think,
do you think it's a racial thing when it comes to rap?
No, because
like
because when, rap started as Latinos and Black people. It was a
that's very true.
You know,
that's
if,
a fact.
If you know your hip hop history, you know that. But a lot of a
but
lot
I'm
of
saying because when white rappers
people,
come out, they're constantly getting compared either to Eminem or like oh, if a white singer comes out, they're constantly getting compared to what's his name, Justin Timberlake.
Because the thing is,
and Justin Bieber,
like, why can't they just be nice? Like, why can't they just?
That's the same
be?
Thing with female rappers.
Because
they
the
can't
thing
just
is that
be the best. They have to be female or white.
That's true.
Exactly.
Unless
like
they're
Iggy.
Black.
Poor Iggy getting slaughtered.
No,
Iggy deserves.
She deserves
she
it. Yeah.
Needs to stay home.
I'm sorry.
Deserves.
That's messed
have
up.
Have you guys seen that horrible freestyle she did on Sway in the Morning? That was trash.
Crackle pop, snap, crackle pop.
And then somebody called in and said, yo, that shit was trash, dog. Get the fuck off the radio.
That's
yo,
messed
for real.
Up.
That was the realest shit I ever seen.
So, yeah, speaking of whack thing, you know, the whole mumble rap. Did you see Lil Uzi Vert's freestyle and how he was telling him, don't play me no old beat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he sucked anyway.
You know, he's the thing playing. About those mumble rappers, they're not making, they're not real artists. They're like more like, just performers, you know. So you got to kind of give them their respect because they can put up a good.
Wait, who are you talking about?
To
like
the
new
mumble
guys?
Rappers. Yeah, they're trash. Their bars is trash.
I'm assuming
but they can perform, and that moves the whole crowd a long way. You know what I mean?
I think they perform well because they have a really good beat behind them. That's what it is. Because a lot of their beats, they're really all about, you know, that head bopping. And all
yeah,
that good stuff. But that's
dabbing,
it. Yeah, that's all it is.
Juju.
Juju
on
Abby.
I don't know how to
juju
do it.
Juju on
but
Abby.
Yeah, whatever.
I look kind of stupid. Old man trying to do the juju. I don't know.
Oh,
man.
Not
man
old. To do the juju.
You like the grandfather right now
like,
doing that move.
It's like a dinosaur. Come on,
L-B-L.
You know, small arms and shit.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, yeah. So, speaking of race and status.
Race and status, man. Is that something that's been going on in 2016?
I don't know. Let us know, Locura.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the past couple of weeks, I'm sure for all the sports fanatics out there, we've had some serious things going on, especially in the New York area. You know, seeing that we're talking about New York rappers. New York Giants kicker Josh Brown was in the news recently for apparently confessing to beating his ex-fiance. And let me tell you, he's a white kicker. And what makes it interesting, too, is that he got a one-game suspension at the beginning of the season. And nobody knew about this information. And now a lot of players in the NFL are protesting now that they find out all this information later. So, to me, it irritates me. Just a bit in regards to race and violence, and domestic violence in that case, because the way it's portrayed between black and white players, I mean, we could throw up different examples such as Ray Rice. I'm sure we guys, we all heard about that. The radio, the elevator. I'm sorry.
That was so crazy.
That was crazy. And, you know, he got two games suspension right away.
No pay.
No pay. And let me mention Josh Brown, the kicker. He got put on the commissioner exempt list, which
means he got paid.
He got paid his base salary, which is $1.5 million that he got.
So they have their base salary and then, like, additional things like endorsements and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, but not all of them are endorsed.
Pretty much their contracts are incentive based. So let's say if you hit, for him, if he hits three field goals, extra $500,000.
Oh,
okay. Damn, I didn't know that. So it's literally a commission.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all their contracts are based on. So he got put on the commission exempt list, but in regards to like Ray Rice, another football player, Greg Hardy, they got suspended right away. No question.
I mean, but think about Mike Vick. Till this day, people are still like, oh, he's this, he's that. Like, he just put dogs to fight. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay to harm animals, because obviously it's not. But they magnified that so much. Like, it was beating a dead... They were beating a dead horse with that case.
And for so long.
For so long. Still, to this day, that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
And it was hard for him to come back to the NFL.
They were not trying to let him come back. He went to jail for it.
Yeah, he went to... Even if you guys remember, this wide receiver, he shot himself in the club. Plaxico Burress. And he got...
Yeah, I heard about that.
And in the state of New York, it's illegal to, you know... To carry a weapon. And he shot himself and he went to jail for 2 years.
Oh my God.
He went to jail for shooting himself.
For shooting himself.
Bro.
Cheddar
we
Bob.
Need a sound effect for that.
Ultimate fail. We need
he
a bro.
Cheddar Bob.
But you see the difference in how the media magnifies it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, what do you guys think on that?
Me, I think I don't know. You want to go?
Go ahead.
Well, I think people portray, you know, depending on color. You know, like if you're a black male, you know, you do something, they want to punish you more than somebody that's white.
But why?
Preference. I think it's not about the preference. I think it's about the stereotypes. And the statistics. And
you said the status, too?
The status, yes.
Of their position.
There was actually someone at Rick who violated, who raped a girl at Rick, and they swept it under the rug because he was a white athlete on the rise. So I think a lot has to do with status. If someone sees that you're worth something and you do something that can possibly interfere with your success and ultimately their success, because, you know, your success is never only yours.
That's true.
It's somebody else's too. They're making money off of you. So when that happens, they're just like, okay, what do you want? Do you want him suspended for a day? Cool, we'll give him that. But like, that's not enough for the person who's victimized. Like, his wife is probably like, damn, this guy, he didn't even get punished for it. So what's going to happen? He's going to do it again. And what, the same thing's going to happen?
Yep. Even as you mentioned status or somebody else's success, take about that swimmer from Stanford from earlier this year. He was a college student and he was raping a girl behind a dumpster.
Oh, wow.
She was already drugged up and two people stopped him from continuing the rape, and he only got 3 months in prison.
Oh, yeah.
And the judge said the reason why he didn't get a longer sentence because she wants him to live his college experience. That was it. That, how stupid of a reason is that?
It's a sensitive subject, but I think it is something that needs to be
spoken about.
It needs to be discussed, right?
Yeah,
there needs to be something done.
But especially with like big sports teams just zoning on the NFL, I feel like they only really act when their backs are against the wall. Like if social media really amps it or people continuously talk about
That's true.
Then they feel like they have to act because it's out there and, you know, they have their own image to protect. So it's kind of like when it's not very well known and people are not talking about it too much, they can take the easy way out. When it's like over talked about, then they're like, all right, we have to take action.
For example, Colin Kaepernick, who's one of the best players in the NFL right now. So because of who he is, they made him like, talk, like, what do you have to say? Like, but in reality they were like, you know, apologize, but he didn't do anything wrong, so he didn't feel the need to apologize. So now we have people buying his jerseys and burning them down. But the other day, what's her name, Seven Streeter,
oh, that's another story,
who showed up to the NFL to sing, I think it was
in Philadelphia.
It was Philly.
76ers.
So she wore a jersey that said, "We Matter." It didn't even say Black Lives Matter. And they didn't let her sing, literally right before she was supposed to go on.
Like 2 minutes.
And she said, oh, they didn't give me no dress code. They didn't give me anything. And my thing is, I hate to think that way, but I really wonder if she was white, would they have stopped her? Because if a white person wore it, then it would have been an All Lives Matter thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But since she was black and she wore a We Matter jersey, it was a Black Lives Matter thing. Yeah.
And it just said We Matter. We Matter can be so vague. That could mean All Lives Matter. It didn't say any specific thing matters. Exactly. It just said We.
But my thing is, what I was going to say is really about status, because she's still upcoming. Like, she's not like Beyonce, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she's still kind of low in the game, and nobody really talked about that. Like, they just brushed it off. Just kick her out, get her out of here, and that's it. But Colin Kaepernick, that was all over the news. Like, oh, we have to put a stop to him. Like,
even continue on the 7th Street, I got an update today. The Philadelphia 76ers requested her to bring her back to do the national anthem.
She's gonna wear the jersey again,
and she probably will. But if I was her, I wouldn't even show up. That's the suspect right there.
I would show up and wear the jersey again and see if they don't let her sing.
No,
again.
This time I wear Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, it will up just, the ante.
Just yo, go mad listen, hard, listen, like listen, I bet. Listen,
what you gonna say now?
We never
what
left.
Yo,
because
I want that bedazzle too.
Right. You are on the back, it's a petty.
Petty 16. Yo. Stop playing games 2016.
That's funny.
But I don't know. I don't know. At this point, we're so far in like things being labeled as being racist and being divided that I don't even know what to think anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, well, shout outs to the white people that are
wait,
No, listen. Shout outs to the white people that are supporting all the Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to make a joke out of this.
No joke. This is like serious business.
Because listen,
serious business. You just made it not serious just, by saying it's serious.
No.
Anytime you say shout out, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
But we went to the Black Lives Matter march when Philandro Castillo?
Yeah.
Castro?
How was that?
I know he got a Spanish last name. It was actually really moving. I dropped a couple tears.
I
was just going to say that there's more white. Why are there more white people using their platform?
I think because there are white people that are aware what happened in the history.
Right, but where's everybody else at? Like,
where they at though?
Where they at though?
You know, the thing is, us colored people, we like to party. We don't care about the things that are serious till something goes wrong, and then we have to protest. And not everybody wants to protest. Everybody wants to be home. Everybody wants to be drinking, smoking.
Oh, you know what I heard? A lot of people saying, well, what is the protest going to do? It might not do anything, but at least you made a statement.
Yeah, there's a message being sent.
Right. Is numbers speak. Exactly. And if everyone, every black person, every Dominican, because that's another thing too. People are trying to divide cultures and into thinking, oh, you're not black. You're not like, I'm black. I'm oppressed, not you. No, we're all oppressed because we're all in this together.
Listen,
so if we don't get up and get out of our houses and make a statement, then people are going to be like, oh, okay, then it's just, you know, it's just 10 people showing up.
But minorities, they're so desensitized. Like, I feel like a lot of the time when you see a lot of white people showing up to rallies like this, it's because they're not desensitized to shootings and violence. When they're seeing it, they're like, this is serious. Mm-hmm. But minority people have grown in this environment.
So they're so like used they're to it.
And they're like, they're tired of protesting. They're tired of talking about the same thing. You know what I mean? So we're desensitized to it where other people are not. Other people are feeling it and we're kind of just like, oh, another person died.
That's my thing though. I feel like it's supposed to be your moral obligation to not be tired. You can't get tired. 50 Cent didn't get tired. Exactly. Get rich or die trying.
You
have to do this, you're right.
Sleep was not an option. He didn't sleep some days.
And you know what? Maybe some people didn't come out because they feel like minorities don't have a say. But if we never say, how will we know?
That's a good point to bring up.
I think a lot of people are scared too. You know, they don't admit it, but they're scared to stand up for something. You know, I heard somebody say this week, I forgot who it was. I think it was Charlamagne actually that said
Charlamagne.
I forgot who it was. But it was somebody that was talking to Charlamagne. And he said, the person had said that the problem is there's a lot of people that aren't willing to die for what they believe in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, there's a lot of stake, though.
You should.
That's you have to. It takes a really bold person. I think it takes for someone to hit that point in their life to be like, this is my purpose in life.
Exactly.
And not everybody feels that way. A lot of people are thinking, well, I have a family. Some people are thinking, I have to make it home.
Right. Yeah,
you're getting stopped by the police. The first thing you're not thinking is, I have to make a statement, is I might not make it home.
That's true.
It's a tough situation.
And it's scary. Right. Yes, it's scary, but at the same time, you might not make it home if you didn't speak anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's... You know, you could walk out on the street and fall and die. Sad truth.
But I mean, damn.
Yo. It's a sad, no. Listen, it's a sad truth. There's people that died taking a shower, slipped, fell, broke their neck. That's it.
But it's a,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a hard thing.
So you got to take your chances. You can't be scared to move forward or do something. If you're going to do something, do it because you believe in yourself. A lot of people live in fear.
That's true, too.
People with kids, like, I can't understand. Like, it's so easy to say, let's do this, until you have to put your kids, until your kids are involved, until your job is involved. People would rather conform to what they're already living in just to protect themselves and their families. Like, you can't blame them. Those are your kids. That's your job. Like, you could care less what happens to you, but you want to ensure the future of your offspring. Like, and I can understand how that can be challenging.
Yeah, but that's the reason why
Christina, you have a kid. You know, is that something you think about when you protest? Or if you were to go into protest thinking of your child?
I mean, yes and no.
Okay.
Only because I feel like if I don't do it, then what's left for her? You know what I mean?
Okay.
If it comes down to it, my life is at stake, yes, I will probably back down. But I feel as it's my moral obligation to always make a statement, to get out there and do something. I don't know what I want to do, but I want to do it because my kid's future is at stake. My kid is Dominican and black, African American, right? But she's dark. Wherever she goes, she's going to get labeled as a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever she goes, that's just the truth, whether you're racist or not. That's the fact.
When she speaks those Diablo Meja,
they're gonna be like, start speaking in Dominican. They're gonna be like, "Whoa,
I thought you were black."
Wrong. Hold on. That happened to me once at Walgreens. I was getting a drink. I was actually just getting a drink. Opened the door, and somebody was like, "Oh, a mí no me gusta cuando la gente está delante de mí." He said, "I don't like when people are in front of me." So I turned back and I said, "Excuse me," in Spanish, and he was like shocked because he probably thought I was black. And I was like, you have something to say? I said in Spanish. And he was like, no. But then he walked away. He was like, yo, dime algo ahora. And I'm like, he said, yo, tell me something now. I was like, yo, if you want, we could take it outside.
Oh, God. That's what I need to do. I'm going to need minorities to start violence within each other, too. That's another problem.
The thing is, listen, that's disrespectful.
What, he wrote him a fair one?
You gotta be a punk though. Like, if somebody,
but there's a difference between being a punk and being mature. There's a thin line.
That's very true.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Like, you just have
somebody stepped on my J's. Oh, I'm going head up.
No, that's not worth it. That's not worth it. But listen,
you gotta be the bigger man.
I'm going head up.
Sometimes if you disrespect somebody, you better be willing to receive the consequence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's true. And we actually posed a question. Speaking of consequence.
Oh, boy.
On Facebook.
Shout out to the Facebook viewers right now.
Shout outs to you.
We're off. We're off already.
Oh, we're off? Damn.
Sorry, Daniel.
Damn.
So we posed the question of, what was the question again?
The question was, when it comes to events all over, why do people record events as opposed to taking initiative and doing something? And, for example, we thought about, you know, police brutality events where people were recording. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of things that we see is fights regarding people. You know, that people are constantly recording and instigating the fight.
And they're like, world star.
Yeah, world star. Yeah, exactly.
World star hip hop. World star hip hop.
Now that you bring that up.
Dime, go ahead.
I don't think it's right that people do that. Because
that they record and not do anything?
All right, so basically, I posted a video today of a mom. The kid was eating the grapes, and some guy goes, "Oh, your kid's over here eating the grapes." But this guy is recording the whole thing going on. Mm-hmm. So he kind of like instigated it, mm-hmm. and the mom
goes crazy. He wanted to get a viral video.
Exactly. And the mom went crazy and started fighting the kid. The kid started fighting her. And pulled off her wig and all that stuff. And some guy.
Listen. You ain't pulling my wig off.
Listen.
Not today.
She had to be West Indian because she had the heavy West Indian accent. And like this guy started holding her back. And I'm like, yo.
What's good?
See, I don't know. I don't know.
The camera guy's like, world star. This, that, the other.
Because there's a thing like. If I see someone abusing their kid, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be in shock.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know if that's how they do it at home. Everybody does their thing differently. And I'm not saying it's good to abuse your kids, but everyone has a different definition for abuse.
That's true.
Sometimes a kid needs a quick rat attack because they be acting up.
I'm saying.
You know how Spanish people are.
Hispanic.
Woo! Yo, listen.
Hispanic.
When I was a kid, I used to get beatings all the time because I was.
See, because you were a bad kid, probably.
No, I was just adventurous.
He was misunderstood. That's the term
I
that he
was
went.
Adventurous.
But you knew what was up, though.
When my cousin Mo. Yo, me and Mo used to be running blocks and stuff
two
like
devils
that. Yo,
on the West End of Providence up to no good.
I don't know. If I saw somebody getting, not a parent and a child, because that's kind of a too intimate of a dynamic.
Right, that's crazy.
But if I saw like two adults, a guy hitting his girl, I'm not saying that physical abuse is only subject for male to female. So let me just say that.
But that's more common.
But because it's more common, if I did see that, which I did once, I feel like because of the person I am, I have to interject because I just feel like it's wrong. And I feel like if I think it's wrong when I'm sitting in my house, if I think it's wrong when I'm at church, I'm going to think it's wrong on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are recording that, I feel like why would you want to record situations like that instead of getting in between it? Mm-hmm. What is the point of recording it? Unless you're taking that recording to the cops, what is the point?
So what if it was the woman hitting the male? Would you still intervene?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yeah, it shouldn't
because
be no
because if
bias.
He hits you back, I ain't saying nothing.
Well, you know,
if you want to be squaring
not.
Up, then it's a fair fight.
That's true. You shouldn't put your hands on anybody if you don't want to get hit back.
Did you see the video of the three students that got into the little...
Oh, yeah, that one.
See, I'm not going to lie. That
explain
was pretty
it, explain
dope.
Explain it. Explain it.
So there was two kids fighting, and one was beating up the other, and then the teacher was trying to stop them. So the kid that was beating up the other kid, he hit the teacher.
Okay.
I don't know if he slapped her or if he punched her.
No, he punched
her. But then there was another kid.
Who was winning the fight? The one that slapped the teacher? Or
the one that slapped the teacher.
Was winning the fight?
Was winning the fight,
so
but she was trying to
big, him. And he was like, oh, you could get some too.
Exactly.
I bet.
And so another student came in, and he punched the shirt out of him, and he left him on the floor. He's like, you don't hit a teacher, dude. You know what's wrong with you? Like, he was going off on him, and then he was
punched both.
But then they kept fighting.
Yeah, he punched both of them.
Yes, and he yelled at both of them, like, y'all need to stop it. Like, this is crazy. You don't hit a teacher. She's a female. She's the teacher. You don't do that. He was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen.
And that could have ultimately changed that little boy. Like, damn, what am I doing? Am I really hitting a teacher?
Crazy.
I'm acting crazy because...
Did he stop fighting?
They stopped fighting.
Oh, yeah,
because
right away.
Most of the time, when you do something that's wrong, but everyone else in the classroom is laughing at you...
And hyping it up,
you think it's okay.
Okay, so you keep
even
going,
though you're getting in trouble by the teacher.
Exactly.
But because everyone else that looks like you thinks it's okay... You keep doing it, and that's the problem today.
Yeah, a lot of whippings.
Especially if people are recording, like especially when it comes to the fights in school that people record.
Yeah,
I feel like you don't want to lose a fight on camera because you know that's gonna get out. Like, damn, I got my ass beat on camera. Nah, B, I'm about to put my whole heart into this.
That's crazy.
But off camera,
that's
you know
sad,
you ain't even like that.
It
but,
is sad.
But what if
but
you still get mollywopped?
Then you got mollywopped. You got to walk around the school
look
as
at
the person that got mollywopped. And
like,
if people
damn,
make jokes about it, you got to eat that.
My nigga, damn, I caught you on camera, though.
Camera, yeah, we got you on different camera. Listen. Camera 1, 2, and 5.
Yeah, because it's not one person recording. It's everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many people recording. Is it really necessary?
No.
Because everybody's going to see it regardless.
I think everybody's just, like... desensitized to actual
but now that I think
that,
about
like,
it
you know,
back in the day like when there was a fight, I was not thinking of recording it. Like, I had a phone, but I didn't think never not once to record it. I was actually afraid to record because I didn't want to be the witness. I didn't want to be the one getting beat up. Yo, you got that video? Give me that. Delete it. You know, like, I was afraid of the consequences of. So who are you to record? Was like,
because smart child,
because that's against you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that could come back and you could actually, you on the ass.
You could actually get in trouble for that too. You could,
exactly.
It's like,
easily someone could say that's conspiracy.
Yeah, pretty much.
For one. Two, that's privacy. That's privacy, what's it called, that law? Help me out here, lawyer. That's privacy when you record people without consent. What's that called?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People,
there's no consent, so you know what I mean? You could get sued for that.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. But so, that never comes up, I feel like, when you see videos of people fighting and
things
like that.
Because people aren't smart enough.
That's so weird.
Not smart at all. I don't know.
I'm gonna read some of the comments that we got. So we posted this on Facebook.
Oh, I want to read. I want to read too.
SZ said, "It's a lose-lose situation when you step up to the plate to help out instead of being a bystander. You risk being blamed for helping or not having evidence for what you're standing up to. When you are a bystander and record, you have the evidence to help the victim in case of police brutality. But the end result may not have helped the situation at all. I wonder, in instances of police brutality, would interfering with the police save the victim's life or cause more deaths? Hashtag SparklePVD. Hashtag Black Lives Matter." What do you guys
Damn,
think
got
about
some
that?
Smart listeners.
What do you guys think about that, though? Like,
I like that.
If you didn't, that question that she posed
at the end, yeah.
What do you guys think?
Oh,
that's a tough
one. Just trying to think back of all the videos that I've seen where people were bystanders or witnessing an attack. You know, not even like between people, but with police, though, and they're just like, I don't know, they're losing control. I think it would have caused more deaths. I would think, just because. You know, police are trying to defuse the situation, and then there's people just hanging them on, you know, yelling at them.
That's true, too. But there was an instance, I think 2 years ago, a guy was getting beat up by the police on Broad Street. And people were yelling, like, "Yo, I'm recording you, better stop." Like, they were going off on the police, and the police eventually backed up because they were saying something. They weren't just staying quiet, "Oh, I'm going to get this on video,
yeah, right.
And I'm going to be the person that caught the exclusive." Like, they actually said something and they stopped beating him up because they knew. But I don't know. I'm on the fence because, yeah. Like you, I'm thinking, like, if he got shot, who am I to not get shot?
I don't know. Regina, what you think?
It's such a tough situation because, you know, I ran into a situation like this just the other day on my way to work.
You have an interesting life, girl.
My life is rough and tough.
Living my life like it's golden.
Y'all, living in the hood is not easy, okay? You gotta be watching your back. But yeah, so, let me not say too much, but in my neighborhood.
Yes, snitches get stitches.
What's just gonna say in the bucket?
Because, you know, the feds be listening to whatever. But in my neighborhood, there is a young lady. And she sells herself for money. And everybody in the neighborhood knows this. She's comfortable with that. Ain't no judgment, girl. You do what you gotta do.
Get your money.
But, okay. But there was there was one specific day where this guy, he was like waiting for her just on her porch. And he saw her coming, ran up to her, grabbed her, and like threw her against the wall. And was like, they were getting into this huge argument. And I happened to be inside my house with my sister, was outside in the car waiting for me, and my sister kept saying, like, I didn't know what to do, if I should call the cops or if I should intervene, because she knows that this girl literally has one more chance with the police before she gets locked up for good.
Oh, damn.
So she was kind of like, do I call the cops? What do I do? So she just got out and was like, hey, I'm going to call the cops if you don't leave her alone. And the guy ended up running off, and then she ended up running into her house. But it was just kind of like, those situations are tough. Like, we know this young lady, so we know her circumstances, but it's like, if it's just a stranger, you don't know their circumstances.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it's kind of like,
am I helping?
Right. Am I helping or am I just making it like you think you're helping? And then you might turn around and be like, damn, that really didn't help that person. For the cop beating that guy, that definitely helped in the end because that's physical abuse that you're seeing. That guy could have died right there. But especially when it's situations with domestic violence, that'd be the toughest ones. You gonna call the cops and see them holding hands the next day.
No? I was just going to say that because domestic violence is usually the case where the woman is repeatedly going back. So you're helping, but now she hates you because you put her man in jail.
And then I'm going to need a head up from her because...
and then you going to need a fair one.
Who you think
and
you are.
And once again, the pettiness of the women intervenes.
You women, know what? Women.
That's what I said.
Sometimes
women?
Another said woman women's. Needs to beat women's. Her ass.
Women's. The women's. So we have somebody actually who's on the opposite who says that initiative should be taking. This is from CV. Taking the initiative and helping out in a certain situation could help others step up to the plate as well. I'm sure many people would rather record in order to avoid any consequences if things got out of hand. In a video I saw where a bystander was recording a man confronting another man for touching a 15-year-old girl. The man who confronted the other was a black man and the older man was white, light-skinned. If it wasn't for the police investigating and watching the bystander's video, the black man would have gone to jail, possibly for assault. There are pros and cons to both. And in a sense, recording an incident is doing something. Hashtag SparkoPVD.
That's deep.
I mean, it's...
That's a very good answer.
That is a good answer. I mean,
because
she's saying
ways.
It, you can use it if you're recording for legal exactly. purposes. That makes sense. But a lot of people aren't.
I think,
yeah, but when you're recording a fight, that's kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is with a guy who's being accused of touching a 15-year-old girl.
No, but I'm saying compared to that, it's different than just...
police brutality or something.
You know, it's, you're actually showing people what actually happened.
Right.
You know.
So now you're like, it's going with the order in the court case. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But yeah,
it's just the bigger the risk, the higher the reward. So if you're gonna take a big risk at taking initiative,
go all the way.
Yeah,
go big or go home.
I feel like you might as well take the initiative no matter what, even if it ends up a little negative. Because not taking initiative, that hurts somebody way more.
Let me ask you though, because here's the thing. You know, people throwing out all these answers of what they'll do in this situation and that situation, but how many of us are actually thinking in the moment to do that type of action?
Yeah, some people freeze.
Some people, you know? Panic.
Some people have stage fright.
Yeah, exactly. I know for a fact, if I were to see like a cop being shot, the first thing I'm doing is...
A cop or a person, somebody being shot by the police.
Yeah, that example right there. If I see that happening, I don't know how I would react. I'd probably be freaked out because I just saw some bullets flying.
I would probably cry. I wouldn't even think of taking out my phone.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think like that. How many of us are you know...
I mean...
A lot of us could be all talk. You know, I'm just saying, a lot of these answers.
I've been in a situation where I was at a house party and my boy got shot literally next to me.
Yo, that's crazy.
So, you know what I mean? You freeze up. You know what I mean? But after you freeze up, you just kind of like go into like some type of survival mode. Like you start
running.
Yeah, you're thinking for yourself. You're not really thinking of like, damn, I got to record this. Let me make sure the police see this or the right hand see this.
I don't think you're thinking that at all.
That's not true because when he got hit, we threw him into the back of a car and we took him to the hospital.
That's a different story,
you know what I mean? But still.
He had the chance to live.
This,
we didn't know what was going to happen. We just seen that he got hit.
At least he reacted though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some people
So that's a good reaction
too. You know what I mean? It was a group effort.
Yeah, some people will react in a way that they'll, you know, okay, what we got to do? What do we have to do now?
Right. Some people react crazy and some people react like stable.
Yeah, and look at the perfect example from earlier in the summer where that guy and his wife got shot in the car and she was recording it through Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's
that
so
you
weird.
See what I'm saying?
I would have been so freaked out that I wouldn't even think
she was
record.
So
I would have been in tears. I would have been crying.
You know,
I would have been devastated.
She probably tried to keep her cool so she can actually tell the story after.
Yeah, but what kind of story is that to tell?
That's not a good story.
Yeah, but if she freaked out and she started acting up, she probably would have got shot too on the spot.
That's
no
also
questions
true.
Asked.
And she would have. They would have never believed her.
Exactly.
If she would have told the story word of mouth, they would have never believed her.
That's
exactly.
True.
And she got the cop on camera.
It's
that
a tough
shot
situation. So I'm going to read just one more. The last one. This one's from KB.
K Boogie.
Sometimes when a situation happens, for example, police brutality, yes, it's good to take initiative and step up and take action. But with bystanders, you have the evidence and proof to help that person out. So she's thinking the same thing. She's thinking on the fence that recording ultimately may help. And Regina just said it. If you don't record, nobody's going to believe you. The witness is there. You know, the proof is in the pudding. So,
and proof is everything. Being a witness, yeah, you can talk all day, but if you got hard proof, shoot.
That's
so
it.
So my thing is, the steps that we're taking to be better people has to change. To be better policemen, better humans, better people of society, just everything in general has to change. There has to be a more sense of security in a community, and you know what I mean? Like, it has to be more, there has to be more empathy. Where's the humanity? That's what it really boils down to. Like, before you shoot a person with a badge on, you have to think, damn, is this worth my job?
Yeah, and
you can lose your job.
And not even with the person with a badge. Just any decision that you're making.
You know what I'm saying? But someone in power, damn, am I taking advantage of my power right now? Or am I really scared of this person? You know, like, we have to close the gaps. And I believe that that's what Sparkle PVD was put on earth to do.
Okay.
You see how I put my mouth set aside? And now I'm talking.
Nobody
like,
can see it.
This is the rich. This is my rich. And then I got to do the rich.
It
laugh.
Sounds stressful.
That's a lot of work, though.
It's a lot of work.
And
but
it's not just one person that's going to do it.
It's not going to be one person.
It has to be a collective unity by everybody.
Exactly.
Of
and
all,
this is how it starts.
By
conversation.
All races. Yeah, of course. Conversation. Taking action.
Hashtag dope conversation.
Being accountable for everybody's actions actually would help, because
being accountable, that's a good one. Take responsibility for your actions, people.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
responsible.
That's a good thing. Like, do these cops who killed all these people, or you know, do they realize what they've done?
I don't think they care.
Like,
they don't care.
Or not even that. I just think it's like, it's either you or me.
Exactly. At the end of the day, is that.
Hmm. So, I think the cops think like, well, if I speak out and say something, I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose everything I know.
Yeah, but as we've seen in the past couple of years, the cops, they still get away with it.
And that's another reason they know they're going to get away with it. So
the thing is that they cover for each other. So basically it's like
a gang.
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
It's a certified gang.
It's the biggest gang
generalize.
In the world.
We can't always generalize.
Not, yeah, because you know, not all
yeah,
of them
that's
are
true.
Like that.
Listen, there's good cops, there's bad cops.
And I'm sure there's situations where their life has been threatened, but should that mean you take a life? No.
No.
Defend yourself? Yes. Take a life? Never.
You're not Judge Dredd at the end
Judge
of the day.
Judge who?
Dredd. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
What?
Well, in Judge Dredd, they for example, the cops are judge. So basically, if you do a crime, they can kill you on the spot.
That's crazy. I never heard of that show. That show should be taken off air. So yeah, speaking of ride or die, every man for himself. New York niggas be like,
everybody go in the closet, get your Tims right now.
Bring your Tims
fitted.
Out.
We about to talk about the best memes on Twitter.
Oh my god.
Yo.
Dead ass.
Here we go.
Dead ass.
My guy.
Dead ass, my guy.
Yo. If you guys haven't seen the Oral-B one.
Oh my God.
New York niggas ask for head.
Yo.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Oral-B. I wish
Did
I could
see the one
with
the nurse, the Crocs. They were Tim's, but they had the Crocs. Mm-hmm.
We got mad lives to save my guy.
How about the photo shoot one? Y'all see that one?
No. But the one that I sent to you guys today?
I saw I saw one with the caption. They said, what in the Love & Hip Hop Section 8 EBT
yes!
trap
Yo,
is going on?
That was crazy.
That was it.
I was like,
it was the dad was wearing like big baggy jeans. Like, I could have sworn they were FUBU. With like,
I got to find the
polo boxers.
And she said, ooh, that is throwback.
They had Tim's on. The baby had Tim's on.
She had an Averex jacket.
Averex. Oh my God.
Yo.
The baby had a Carl Kenai pair of pants.
Remember Pel Pel? Is it Pele Pele?
Pele Pele is still around though.
Where did this meme come from?
Nobody wears that.
Nah, they're still popping.
She was wearing baby fat jeans and apple bottom. I mean, what is it? The fur with the boots with the fur? That picture was so ghetto.
She had a baby.
I mean, but everywhere has its lingo. We've had our lingo here. What up, cuz? Like, where else do you do that?
Nah, cuz is like
New
more.
New York is.
Cuz is more like a gang thing.
Nah, but they say it different. You're talking about like in LA, they say cuz.
What up, cuz?
Yeah, but we say cuz. What up, cuz?
Now, cause. Our lingo is that we don't say the R's in Rhode Island.
I hate that.
What up, bruh?
What? No, it's like, yo, you going to the car? Or even how we say
car,
things.
Bubbler.
But, yeah, exactly. I had this discussion. Somebody called it a water fountain. It's a freaking bubbler. All right.
Everybody knows.
You know who you are. You know exactly who you are.
Remember when everyone used to say cuff? Cuff kid.
Speaking of cuff. What up, Christina?
No, stop. Wow. Or like, oh, you. Everybody says combo. You know, you're from the hood when you say combo. What up, combo? Yeah, combo.
Corn.
Cuff kid. Yeah, combo.
Not on my dictionary.
They just dropped the ball completely and just started calling everybody a corn.
Yeah, corn.
Yeah, yo, corn.
Yeah, look at this one.
You gotta say what is C? It's spelled C A W N. Corn.
Corn.
Corn. And you gotta look at people
like dumb, like,
yo, corn.
Are you serious, kid?
Corn.
Damn.
Yo.
Bringing it back to the high school days.
I haven't said kid in a long time.
You know you prov.
Yo, back they need to start doing that with for Tim's. There was one of the Walking Dead. The zombie had Tim's on.
I saw that.
Y'all see the one with SpongeBob?
Dead ass.
No. Oh. Read it out loud. Read it out loud.
Okay, here's the one with the SpongeBob. I have a picture of SpongeBob just from his suit all the way to his, and they put Tim's on him.
Oh, my God.
F is facts be that all I speak. U is for you dead ass, you want whoopee? And N is for never disrespect moms. And then they ended it. It said here in New York City.
Son. He got Tim's on.
Yo,
son.
Oh, how about so this son? Dr. Seuss in New York.
Yo, one Tim's, two Tim's, three Tim's, four.
Red Tim's.
I need to know how people from New York are feeling. Are y'all feeling attacked?
They're like, yo, dead ass. That's real, my nigga.
No, dead ass. That disrespect.
That's my guy.
Dead ass.
That's
me.
Real.
Yo, did you see the one?
This guy.
Yeah, I gotta get comfortable.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yo,
like?
Yo, listen. There's
he took the mic off the stand.
Listen,
this guy Dirk Nowitzki.
He's feeling real Kanye right now.
Yo, oh my God,
real famous.
Yo, for all the listeners, I just got real comfortable. This is
like
what
for
it is.
Real.
Yo, I hope.
Ya yo no puedo con Ruben ahora.
Yo, I hope everybody here went and seen the one that the guy takes his Tim's on a date. He feeds it.
I seen that. That video was stupid.
Yo, that thing was hilarious.
I can't.
No, I can't. Where do people come up with these memes?
That's how people from New York really talk.
I feel like people from New York.
So we gotta ask somebody
from New York to their Tims or read a bedtime story to them? We gotta ask somebody in the family.
They get a fresh pair every 6 months. I've had the same Tims for like 3 years.
Yo.
I got Tim's from like 4 years ago that are just fitting me.
You know how you...
he bought them. His mom was the type. His mom was the type.
Like, no te preocupes. You're going to fit into them.
His mom was the type. He was a size 5. She bought him a size 7. It could fit him through all of high school.
They could be grateful.
And did it work?
Hey, yo, they're still clean. They're still clean.
That's it.
It's so many more.
That's it. Yo, but that's just funny.
Ruben, I can't take you right
Please,
now, man.
Please, with a mic back on the stand, though.
Feeling real famous.
Yo, listen, there was, not to go to Philly, but there was this one with a little kid that was, like, ready for school, and he had a full-grown beard. Yo, that was so hilarious. I was like, no. Yo, I'll show it to you later. You're going to be like, what?
I can't take you serious right now.
Everybody, yo, I feel like everywhere has their lingo, but New York has to be one of the places that has like the hardest. Like everything they say is so,
like yeah.
Everything's a dub.
Hey, yo, what up, B?
Like, what is dub?
Dub is a W, a win. Like I just like sunned you.
Yeah, you like, got sunned, B.
Like you're a dub. You're a dub. I'm a dub. We a dub. They Wait. A dub. He, she is know. A dub.
We got to ask the fam. Some people from the family that
I heard
from New
of
York.
Dud. D-U-D, like you a dud. I've heard of that, but not dub. I don't know what dub is. I'm going to have to look it up on Urban Dictionary.
You know, that's how you know you're getting old.
I know,
Here
right?
we go.
25 hitting hard.
Right.
Sweat the...
I'm just now getting good, okay? I'm aging like
You weren't
five.
Saying that about a Why? Week ago, hey, week ago.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, get it?
Please put the mic back on the stage.
Now, we need to take a group Spark Up PBD trip and become Spark Up NYC real quick.
And no, no, no. Hold on.
Okay, if we go, if we go there, we cannot show them this episode. They're going to...
Yo, that's where to mother? Where to mother, son?
Mother.
This is disrespect. If we go there, they're going to be like, you ain't coming back.
Nah. But I'll never take PVD off my name. Just because I'm from Providence. Okay. I'm not one of those people that, you know what I mean, ever had to say, oh, I'm from New York and you really was born in Providence.
Yo, remember
you
that?
You was raised in Providence.
Yo, corn. You know, like, I'm talking to whoever does that.
Corn bull.
Nah, that happens a lot. I know mad people out here that, you know,
I went through a phase. I recently fell in love with my city. I was like that. When I was like 7 years old, I remember telling people, my dad was a cop and I'm from New York City. All
damn,
lies.
Damn, straight lying.
My dad never had a job.
Nice. Lying to everybody?
Yo. Who do you think my dad wasn't even in the States.
Yo, for real. That's
crazy. Straight lying. My whole life was a lie.
Nah, it's not all...
No, as a kid, I made everything up. I even used to threaten people, don't talk about me. I'm going to tell my dad to come here. He's a cop.
They'd be like, call him then.
He was using it to your power,
like, nah, he's busy right now.
He's out there saving lives. But if I call him right now, he's going to come.
Yeah, right.
Going damn well.
He's kids like are 5,000 miles
kids
away.
Are liars.
Kids are liars, too. My little cousin, he got me a couple weeks ago. He's like, hey, what's up, man? What's going on? I'm like, nah, nothing. What's up with you? He's like, guess where I'm going? I'm going to Puerto Rico. I'm like, where? That's what's up, man. I tell his mom, it's like, oh, I didn't know you were sending him. He's like, no, he lied to you. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Wow.
It's always the dumbest lie. Kids are dumb. They remind me of grown men.
He got me
lying all the time.
Wow.
He got me pretty good, though.
You know what's crazy? I used to be the outcast because I used to tell everybody I was born in Providence. Not in women and in infants. I was born in Rhode Island Hospital.
He was born right there in the waiting room.
For real. I couldn't wait.
Because you know how they take mad long when you go to the emergency?
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I had to come out. I came out with a pair of Tims.
Boy, bye.
No, you came out with a pair of Air Force Ones.
Straight.
No. Like neither. That. It's neither. It's the $20,000 worth of Jordans that he'd be stocking up on.
Damn, you're going to bring the Jordans
I'm
up,
bringing that back, man.
That's crazy.
How's the cuffing this going?
Yo.
Ooh. We need a sound effect for that.
Listen.
Jabs. Yo. Jabs.
That's where you got to drop it. Drop it on the table.
Yo, can I get a moment of silence for my cuffing season?
It's not. It's looking slow.
Yo, slow isn't even a word.
I wonder why. Maybe it was that lift.
Yeah, that lift
was not even. Not even.
We got to put the bomb on him.
Oh, hey. Man.
Damn.
I'm done. Rest in peace,
bro. Put the bomb on his love light.
D. Like, you know, what up?
Nah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, the thing is, I feel like some females are attracted to people that ain't doing nothing. Just saying, you know what I mean?
Damn, come at their neck.
Come at all of their neck.
Damn, I know, man.
I don't know about you. But, no, let me stop. That's about to get real crazy.
Listen, I'm saying is, I'm doing it. I'm fine single at the end of the day. You know what it is.
These two are just not.
Listen.
Yo,
some
she's
real
in party
tea.
Mode.
Some real tea was about to come through.
It was.
Spill the beans.
Grab a teacup.
Why you guys? You guys been trying to put me on blast since last night, and I'm not about to have it.
The F not.
Yo, can we talk about that party though?
I mean, what you want to talk about?
Yeah, but they broke.
You can close it out with my party. I don't
listen,
mind.
Listen. Christina was pop. In.
Ow.
Popping.
Drop a
everything
bomb.
On point.
Man. I was popping, booty popping.
Hair was
makeup popping. Hair popping. Dress popping.
Eyebrows arched.
Yo, and check it out. She even performed.
Come on, no.
She right. was on stage
See,
performing.
Nobody has to know that.
Wow, yeah, yo, she was going hard.
Yo, you was going hard.
Should I hit the bomb one more time?
Yeah, give her a bomb. No, give her two bombs. Two bombs in a row. Let's get it.
I didn't know they were going to make me do that.
Yo, shout outs to Jabron.
Hey.
Get it. Yo, and
so
you know,
yeah, so the next party everybody gotta come through because we're gonna be lit.
You know,
we got a Christmas event. We're scheming for a Christmas event.
Oof, look out for that.
For that.
And shout outs to DJ Diamond.
Oh, he forgot about
DJ Diamond. He got a lot of
Diamond.
Potential.
Yo, your boy is talented.
How old
check
is
him
he?
Out.
He's only 19.
He's not 21.
Youngest in charge.
Hey, I met him last year when I DJed at URI. And I was like, man, this kid.
He's nice.
He's nice.
Yeah,
he's coming from another DJ.
And let me tell let me tell you something.
That's major respect.
He is completely different from a lot of the DJs now, where they throw a lot of that trap and mumbo jumbo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he knows
his stuff.
He knows music, all kinds of music.
Exactly, and the fact that he could scratch is a plus. Because that's not for everybody.
True. You know? So yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody that came through to the party. Shout out to everybody listening.
Shout out
SoundCloud,
to everybody.
iTunes, Google Play, and WordPress.
I just want to shout out Ching America. Check it out. YouTube. I'm on it.
Oh,
Grimy season.
Okay.
You already know what it is.
It's real low budget, but I see what he's working with.
Yo, but he's,
I see him.
He's working. Your boy's working real hard. And he's bringing more to the table.
But the way you're holding the mic, cut the.
Wait, but shout out to the people that really commented and added to our comments.
Yeah,
thank y'all.
Un aplauso bien fuerte que se sienta, que se sienta.
Yes.
Yes.
That was good.
Our numbers will grow one day, and we will be popping, and we'll get everybody involved in conversation.
We're going to remember our riders.
Yes. Yep.
Like I said,
we'll remember you.
I want the love from day one.
Day one.
If you're riding from Sparkle PVD after episode 20, get out of my face.
Nah.
When we popping or whatever, listen. We come through with the chinchilla and the Tims.
The chinchilla.
Don't try to get an autograph.
Nah, I'll still take all the love we can get.
Well, you'll get all the love just because of your draft picks going on right now.
Wait a bomb. I need a triple bomb on that. I need a triple bomb
just got
on that one.
Bad.
Deaded him.
Wow,
dead.
Man. That's crazy. That's...
Damn.
Wow, man.
And that's a wrap.
I don't even got a comeback for
and
that.
And we closing out on that note.
And that's so many more people. That was a rapper, Sparkle PVD. Lo vemos. Till next week. Suéltalo. Bye-bye.